This is such a cool hike. It's like an obstacle course. Let me tell you a story. One of the prop trading firms I used to work at, there was this junior trader, and he was getting a little overconfident, and he started slinging bigger and bigger trade sizes. And he was trading these like oil ETFs, relatively illiquid ones. And he fat fingered and accidentally bought something like 1,000 times the size he intended to. And it blasted the price of the ETF up 10% instantly. And he's like shaking. Like, and then people are like, what happened? And the partners come running over and they're like, what's going on? What happened? And he's like, he has his arms crossed and he's like crying, like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what. And basically, like, everyone's screaming. The partner's like, how the f*** did this happen? And so, yeah, the firm lost, I'll say, like $5 to $10 million in one tick. And frankly, it's the fault of the IT department to not have safeties in the trading software. It's not really his fault, because traders are going to fat finger. You know, it's a fast-paced, dynamic environment. That's going to happen. But the point of this story is that, you know how those trading firms have like TVs, flat-screen TVs mounted against the walls? All the TVs suddenly go, and we see some activity here in the oil sector. We're seeing crude shoot up 10%, carried by an ETF. And then like these talking head pundits with like suits come on, and they're all like, yeah, you know, as I told you, you know, the Saudi prince was not happy with the most recent contract. And, you know, we're seeing OPEC come in and back his position. And, you know, like just confidently asserting, you know, why the market shot up 10%. And here I am on the inside of the walled garden. You know, check out how freaking big these freaking tree trunks are, redwood trees. Anyways, yeah, here I am on the inside of the walled garden. Like, whoa, these financial news pundits are full of shit. Like, they're just literally talking out of their asses, just confidently making assertions about why the market is behaving the way it is. When it's really just this junior trader, like 10 feet away from me, that just like fat fingered this humongous trade. And yeah, that's that. I think that story kind of explains what's happening, right? The entire financial news sector has no idea what's going on. And they have these talking head pundits come on with all this like fancy pedigree, you know, Harvard this, you know, oh, this guy used to manage a hedge fund. And they all confidently talk about, look at this tree. Oh my God. And they all confidently like talk about, you know, yeah, you know, we're seeing London, you know, we're seeing these moves, overnight moves, blah, blah, blah. The correlation between the something pair trade, you know, and they never know what they're talking about. And if you go far enough back and watch their track record, they're basically coin flipping, you know. But they'll do like their highlight reel of like, you know, well, 2 years ago, I called the start of the bear market, and, you know, we saw that play out, didn't we? So financial news is a scam from all those TV shows like Jim Cramer, Mad Money. You know, he's always, you know, they call it, hey, booyah, Jim, what do you think is going to happen to the price of Boeing? And with that little, you know, he has no information on it, and he just guesses. He just kind of like prattles off some, you know, oh yeah, the price earnings is doing this. And, you know, this announcement is probably bad for them. Sell, sell, sell. And some blogger or someone like checked all of his trades historically. And he wasn't even outperforming coin flipping, you know. So he's just, you know, yet like it takes a long time for people to realize. Because the whole scam of financial media is that someone builds up credibility by having success in the past, doing something different from forecasting stocks. Like Jim Cramer's hedge fund in the 90s that did well. I read his book like in the 90s. Like he was doing stuff like paying for like satellite images of like truck shipments for factories to try to guesstimate whether earnings were going to beat that quarter for whatever company. You know, like crafty, sneaky things like that, that are like right on the edge of like, is that insider trading? And that takes a larger investment, and it takes time to get that information. But he was doing things like that. That's how he was making his money at his hedge fund. And he did well. But that doesn't mean he knows which way some random stock price is going to go if you just ask him in the lightning round. You know, he doesn't know any better than you. The whole scam with financial media is that he's had success in the past, so he rides off of his credibility and then converts that into a TV show where he gets viewership from it, and he can sell books and newsletters that are behind paywalls and things like that, because he's riding off of his credibility. He's pointing to the fact that his hedge fund was really successful in the 90s and he went to Harvard. But there was a little bit of a bait and switch there, because the way he made money in the 90s is unrelated to what he's trying to sell you now, which is some kind of knowledge, some kind of inside tip that's going to help you make money. I mean, just ask yourself, if he could do that, if he had an informational edge, why would he sell it to you? Why wouldn't he just use that information to place big bets on it himself? So he doesn't have his own money in those trades. He doesn't actually believe in them. He's just selling them to you. And as people have studied historical performance, he's coin flipping. So that's the scam with pundit shows like Jim Cramer's Mad Money. You know? And as for all the other like talking heads that come out on the regular, you know, regular hours, those guys are all full of crap too. You know, it's a shame, because those guys know that they can't forecast the direction of the market, but they're getting paid a lot and they're getting exposure. So that's good for them to make money. So they go on there and pretend that they know which way the market's going to go. And it's all nonsense. There's always like perma bulls and perma bears, and people kind of latch onto their favorite guy. You know, oh, this guy, he's really into gold. He's a gold guy. And oh, this guy's a perma bear, you know. Dr. Doom or whatever, and they all have different opinions, and they're all right sometimes and wrong sometimes, and it's all just noise. But then when they come out and they get presented, they'll be like, oh, this is, you know, Dr. Doom. He predicted the great financial, you know, recession. Like, they'll just do a highlight reel of like their two or three best calls, and then, you know, it's like, what about all the times they were wrong? This guy's bearish for the last 15 years throughout the entire bull run. So he was wrong every day for 15 years. And then finally, when there's one or two pullbacks, he's finally right. But a broken clock is right twice a day, right? Like, you're not going to point out that he was wrong 95% of his existence, you know? But that's the thing. It's like they give you selective information. So they'll tell you, like, They'll do the greatest, like the highlight reel, like, oh, this guy called the dot-com crash. This guy called this. Let's bring him out. And he's like wearing a suit. And, you know, it says he was a professor at Stanford. So everyone's like, oh, we better listen to this guy. The whole thing's a scam. In summary, don't watch financial news. Or if you're going to watch it, just be a contrarian and do the opposite of what they tell you to do. Financial news is a feeder for Wall Street trading firms and hedge funds. They want that dumb money. They want that, you know, extra liquidity of stupid money sort of sloshing in the markets to help them get out of positions. And, you know, 95% of retail traders lose money, and they mostly trade liquid stocks like Apple. So it's not like they're losing money crossing the bid-ask spread. They're just wrong. They're placing the wrong bets. And 95% of these traders are people who kind of watch financial news and kind of piggyback on the consensus, right? Oh, the Fed's going to do this, you know, CNBC says that, Bloomberg News says that, and it's going to be roughly bad for the market because they said that. And, you know, my favorite message boards on Reddit said that. So that's all they're doing, right? As a human, they're kind of like taking the aggregate opinion of all these different financial news sites and their favorite newsletters, and then they're betting on that. And yet all 95% of those guys lose money. So what does that tell you? It tells you if you do the opposite, it's going to make money. But it also tells you that the market is rigged, because if 95% of people are losing money, why wouldn't it be like 45%? Like, give that some thought. If it's just randomizing, people are coin flipping, wouldn't it be roughly 45%? Because people have to lose money based on paying commission and crossing the bid-ask spread and things like that. It shouldn't be 95%. So what that tells you is that that financial news is in collusion with Wall Street and feeding you bad information so that Wall Street can take the opposite side of it and you can lose money. So financial news is basically a way to transfer wealth from the working class, middle class American to the elite Wall Street people. And I can only say this because I retired, but I probably can't get a job in Wall Street again if this video gets popular. But that's what's happening realistically. And you see it every day, right? Anyways, this is the underside of a redwood tree that flipped over. Looks like a portal to another dimension.